This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. The key focus of this slew of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo-Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar. The Prime Minister undertook a ride in Namo-Bharat train. A 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4 was also inaugurated on the occasion. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Mr. Modi noted that over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro rail network. He emphasized that during the current tenure of their government, India will have the second largest metro network in the world. Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed a rally at Swarn Jayanti Park in Rohini. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are crucial for the development of Delhi. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today announced that Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, has developed an indigenous technology to produce paracetamol, a widely used pain reliever and fever reducer drug. Addressing the Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi, the minister said that this innovation aims to make India self-reliant in paracetamol manufacturing and reducing dependence on imported ingredients to make this drug. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said, "No country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism." The Vice President highlighted the nation's transformation rests on five basic pillars, namely social harmony, imbibing patriotic values at grassroots, environmental awareness, self-reliance and civic duties. Three crew members were killed after a helicopter of the Indian Coast Guard crashed at Porbandar Airport runway in Gujarat today. The helicopter was on a routine training sortie. It had two pilots and one aircrew diver at the time of the incident. The Indian Coast Guard ICG said in a statement that the reasons leading to the incident are being investigated by a board of inquiry. ICG saluted the three brave souls who laid down their lives in the line of service to the nation. Exchange of fishermen between India and Bangladesh completed at the international maritime border in Bay of Bengal this evening. 95 Indian fishermen who were detained in Bangladesh for allegedly violating international borders are returning to India. Similarly, 90 Bangladeshi fishermen returned to their country. Freed Indian fishermen are inhabitants of Kagdweep subdivision in West Bengal. They will return to Sagar Island tomorrow, where West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will meet them. The Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, Subcommittee on Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, has revoked restrictions under Stage 3 of GRAP in the entire National Capital Region with immediate effect today, citing an improvement in pollution levels in the capital and surrounding areas. However, all actions under Stages 2 and 1 will remain in force. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the 5th and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. With this victory, Australia have also qualified for the final of the ICC World Test Championship 2023-25. They will face South Africa in the final, which is to be held in June this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.